Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. Is this thing on? Are we live? Tap, 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 tap. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's great to have you wherever you are, wherever you're listening, in over 100 countries around the world. I appreciate you. You're programmable. Did you know that? Did you know that you are programmable? And that is a great thing. And I got to give credit right now at the start of the show to my buddy Billy D., here in the Natty. We were talking on the phone yesterday morning, just shooting the breeze, as a couple of entrepreneurs do. Billy, a very successful entrepreneur, mortgage broker, and he and I met 2008. He, Billy D, and I, he helped me create the 6 Days of Saturday product, the 6-CD motivational course I launched in 2009. Yes, sir, we used to whiteboard it after work every day. Bill was handling investments for his clients, and he would close the laptop down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was across the hall in the Regis office building here in Cincinnati, and I'd walk across. Are you ready, Bill? I said, let's do it. And we would map out the 6 days to Saturday message. Just met him like a month before that. Isn't that awesome? It's amazing when you put your hand out there and introduce yourself to people who you end up meeting and speaking to. But anyway, Bill and I were talking yesterday, and he said, you know, I found out I'm very programmable. What do you mean, Bill? Well, I can listen to somebody real estate advice. I can go that route. I can listen to investment advice. I can go that route. Listen to somebody, for example, I don't think Bill said this, but I'm just going to say it. Somebody who's teaching like how to garden, how to fix a tire, how to be an auto mechanic, how to be a contractor, do it yourself, how to be a speaker. Like if you just want to reprogram your mind and go down a completely different road, we can all do it. You know, my own journey has gone from a corporate drone. You know, it's called corporate America because everybody's a corpse. You're all walking around without a pulse, just, hey, where do I go? Water cooler sounds good. Let's go to the coffee pot. Let's have a meeting to talk about having a meeting. And then we'll take notes of the meeting and we'll give it to the boss. And then he'll tell us to go have another meeting. And then it's like we're brain dead. You almost have to have a damn lobotomy to have a job anymore. Can you think for yourself? No. Great. You're hired. Thank you. Where do I go? What do I do? Here's some paper clips and a pocket protector. Go find a cubicle, a.k.a. Somewhere out there in the cemetery. Go find your little cubicle because that's where you'll be spending the next 40 years of your life. Okay? We good? Good. But when I had to reprogram my mind, I wasn't getting any of that from the people I was hanging around at work. Neither does Bill. Neither will you. You want to learn how to do search engine optimization? You can do it today. You want to learn how to do Facebook ads, retargeting, pixels, anything like that? A little sounds a little techie, right? You can do it right now. I teach podcasters, brand new podcasters, every single month with an online class. And none of them, I would say none of them, most of them don't even have a microphone that they can speak into, that they can actually connect to their computer. It doesn't stop them. They are programmable. And boy, let me tell you, by and large, most of them launch their show. Some of them go on to leapfrog me in downloads, revenue earned, shows on iTunes. And let me tell you, there is no bigger compliment than when one of your students takes your course and absolutely crushes you in the same niche that you're working in. Why? Because you were the teacher at one point in time. And congratulations to them for taking that foundation of knowledge, being programmable, and going on to learn how to do it better than I ever could. I mean, that is awesome. What do you want to program yourself to do? Do you want to learn a language? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to get in the best shape of your life? Billy D, as I'm going to use it as an example again, Bill, I don't know how many pounds you've lost, dude. You can text me if you're listening to this show. 40, 50 pounds? I don't know. I don't want to give you too much credit, or maybe it's the opposite, saying you were too overweight. He's a triathlete, an elite athlete now, biking, swimming, running. Every weekend, the guy's in a damn triathlon doing stuff that I could never do. Well, I guess I say never. I just have to program myself to be a triathlete, you know? Do you want to get in the greatest shape of your life? Just program yourself. Get rid of the pantry. Put a lock on it. No more chips. No more white stuff, the sugar, the pasta, the bread, all that stuff that ends up turning to sugar and hard to get rid of in your body, and it ends up turning to fat anyway. You know, get rid of that stuff. Eat the greens. Drink the greens. Make your green smoothie, the 75% spinach, the rest water. I mean, 75% water. I'm sorry. A bag of spinach, 75% water, 25% can be mixed with almond milk, a little bit of fruit, just anything to make it taste a little bit better. Or just do what I do. Put spinach and water in there, blend it up, and have a ball. Shout out to all the Vitamix users. I'm telling you, I swear by my Vitamix. The thing could grind up my car tires in 5 seconds. It is a beast. But you can program yourself to have the greatest body. You can program yourself to create your very first product. You can program yourself to have a $10,000 month. Of course you can. Right now, it's July 7th, by the way. And you know, just as a side note, my mom died 19 years ago today. And I started programming my mind then as well, that I life is short. When you lose a parent, albeit the only parent that you have, my mom raised 8 of us by herself, and she died July 7th, 1997. Probably one of the top few, maybe the darkest day of my life, finding out that the only person you ever knew as a parent dies. You know, she was sitting on a living room, smoking a cigarette, and that was it. Done. Just my brother found her the next morning. I said, life's short, man. What are you going to do? Keep following the leader? It's okay to model other people. It's okay. Look, success leaves clues, right? Of course it does. So go see how other people are doing it. Do it a little bit better. Do it your way. It doesn't even need to be, quote unquote, better, because that's a subjective term. Something you may think is better, someone else might think is worse, and vice versa. Oh, do I have my iTunes reviews over? This is a perfect example. I got to open up iTunes and read a couple of reviews, because there was one that was great, as most of them are, and there was one that was not so great. And some person's view of your product or your service is going to be one way, and another person's view is going to be completely different. Does it even matter? What matters more? The fact that you actually created something, or the opinions of other people who may or may not appreciate it? What matters more to you? You know what should matter more is the fact that you actually did something, that you created something, that you quit your job, that you went on to do at least a little bit of what it is that you really love to do in life. That's what really matters, because you know what? Most people never even get to that step. I think of all the people I left on the corporate battlefield that were going to do this and do that. Oh, I'm quitting my job. Yeah, to get another job. Oh, I'm going to go do that. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to. You and I both know. It's talk. Talk is great. Look, anybody can say anything, but it's when the actions back that up. Come on, man. All right, let me give you someone who gave me only 2 stars, and it said, hard to listen to. 2 stars. Just yesterday, July 6, 2016. The sound quality is bad, and this guy just sounds like he's wired on coffee. I tried listening to 3 episodes and just couldn't. He says, listen to 25 episodes, but I can't get through. I can't get through one, he says. Not for me. That's awesome. Not as good as the guy in the UK a few years ago that said there's something seriously wrong with this. That with this man. That was the best review ever. And then Hopelessly Addicted, Sky 12345. Hi, Sam. I went about 2 weeks without listening to your podcast, which I honestly believe it was the longest drought ever. I started listening in 2014. Anyways, I feel better now that I'm back listening to your show. Thanks for the amazing value you keep adding. Homie. How about a homie at the end of that? We called a homie the long time. Let me tell you something. Homie says, don't focus on the 1 or 2 opinions out there that may be detrimental to you. Focus on the 98, right? The people that are wanting you to create more and more. Focus on your family. Focus on the people that really love you. What do they want you to do? Of course, they want you to spend more time with them, want you to provide more for them. Just memories, man. When you send a holiday card out, you're not sending photos of your bank account. You're sending photos of what you did this year. Guys, we're only 5 months away from the end of this year almost, a little over 5 months. you're going to be sending those end of the year cards out, and some people send bulletins out and these long essays with photos about what you did this year. What's going to be on there? You still got time to impact it. How are you going to program yourself to end the last part of 2016? Are you going to get in the greatest health of your life? Are you going to really focus on your first $10,000 month? Or maybe those of you that are doing $10,000 month, $10,000 day. Are you going to create your first product? Are you going to get into an amazing relationship? Are you going to remove toxic people from relationships in your life that are, you know, that are, they're the quicksand that are just holding you down? You can't jump because you're in those toxic relationships like quicksand. Just go do it. Will you go program yourself? The beauty of it is right now, online especially, there's so much information just on YouTube. I'm a big YouTuber. I learn online with YouTube. Why? Because you can't manage what you don't measure. Of course, I'll outsource it at some point, maybe hire someone to do it. But hey, I'm 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, I'm waking up and I'm learning stuff every now and again on YouTube about how to do it for myself so I can manage other people doing it for me. I am programmable. Billy D is programmable. You are programmable. What is it that you're going to program yourself to do these last 5 months of 2016? Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. I want to know what you're going to be doing these last 5 months. Whatever it is, there's no wrong answer. However, do what it is that makes you feel congruent with who you are on the inside. Okay? Don't go doing something that doesn't feel right. Don't go doing something just for the money. Do something that is congruent with who you are at your core. For me, I'm a, like the guy said, the review, I couldn't have said it any better. He said, it sounds like he's wired on coffee. That's me. I am wired on coffee. I was at Kings Island this morning riding roller coasters with my kids, screaming louder than anybody there, having a time of my life. I'm an acquired taste. Love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Either way, let me know that you're listening. Let me know you have a pulse. That's my take on life. What's yours? Get with the program, okay? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.